In April, Associate Professor of English and Assistant Director of Creative Writing at Indiana University, Morris Manning, added another title to his name, Guggenheim Fellow. Along with IU colleagues George Hutchinson in American Literature and neuroscientist Olaf Sporns, Manning was selected by the Guggenheim Foundation for Prior Achievement and Exceptional Promise to receive an award given to assist research in artistic creation. When WFIU's Yael Cassander interviewed the poet just after the announcement, she got more of a story than she planned on.
I'd spent half an hour visiting with Morris Manning soon after the English professor had been named one of Indiana University's three Guggenheim Fellows for 2011. Congratulations, Morris.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
And I wish you the best. Having gathered some remarks, I started shutting down my recorder before leaving Morris's office when he somewhat haltingly offered an unexpected coda.
If there's anything else you'd like to add that we didn't get to.
I don't know if this has been made. This doesn't have to be recorded.
Okay.
Well, I did try to put the recorder away, as you'll be able to tell from the bad recording of what he said next.
I found out last week that I was a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize with my last book. I don't think that's been a press release yet.
Oh, wow.
So
I was sort of stupefied. Partly because I didn't understand whether being a Pulitzer finalist meant that he was waiting to advance to the next bracket, like in basketball, but also because I couldn't believe how modest he was, that he'd almost let me leave his office without telling me that he'd just been notified of such a massive literary award. In my stupor, Morris came to the rescue with an explanation that distinguishes the Pulitzer system from, say, the playoffs.
As far as I understand, in the way it works in poetry is they have a winner, and then they name two finalists, and I was one of those.
That matter resolved, there was still the issue of the man's modesty. But perhaps that shouldn't be surprising in a poet being recognized as a Pulitzer finalist for a book called The Common Man. A Kentucky native, Manning has published four collections of poetry, all of which share distinctly non-urban settings. His first, Lawrence Booth's Book of Visions, introduced the fictional yet very authentic eponymous character, while his second enjoyed the imagined perspective of the frontiersman Daniel Boone. The Guggenheim Fellowship will fund Manning's proposal to complete a fifth book of poetry, tentatively titled The Gone and the Going Away. Already underway, the poems are populated with characters Morris knows well.
My imagined versions of old-timers and local characters who have a knowledge of their rootedness in a place, and in particular in the natural world.
Morris got to know folks of this description while growing up in Danville, Kentucky during the 1970s.
I realized that I was catching the tail end of one world. The older people that I knew growing up had been born in the early 1900s when my little town in Kentucky was very much an agrarian community, isolated from the rest of the world. Not isolated in a negative way, but just independent and self-sustaining in that regard. And the people who were part of that way of being in a community and that way of belonging to each other, they're all gone now.
He felt that sense of loss personally, because of his own family's story.
I knew as a child that something had happened in my family that severed something vital. And it was the fact that my parents' parents, who were born on farms, had to leave them in order to participate in a money-based economy. And I've always felt it was my obligation to repair that in some way. And I knew that as a child. I don't know how I knew it, but it was just a sort of a God-given message or calling. And as a result, I spent every moment I could outdoors.
Morris's intuition about the healing potential of a reconnection to the natural world was then reinforced by the literature he encountered in college and grad school.
All of a sudden, I realized it's not just a fleeting, fanciful, sentimental thing. It is a notion that has intellectual rigor and substance and practical intelligence. You can go back however far you want to trace the lineage here. Coming forward from Shakespeare, we run into Coleridge and Wordsworth and the Romantics. And in this country, Emerson and Thoreau and Walt Whitman.
His pantheon of kindred literary spirits culminates with a personal mentor.
My teacher, Wendell Berry. He was my professor at UK. And every day these days, I think about his presence in my life.
That Manning's rural Midwestern voice should be recognized by two of the nation's most prestigious literary awards seems to acknowledge the enduring relevance of the pastoral tradition.
As I understand it, they're recognizing that there is something traditional about the work that I do, but also maybe stubborn is the right word because it's not following current trends. My observation is most of the poems that one runs across are set in a city, just implicitly. They happen in an urban place. And many of them happen in a northeastern urban place or a west coast urban place. The coasts are not only centers of the business end of literature, they are presumed to be the regions where all of the things we value culturally and intellectually are happening.
That Manning sets his poems in a quasi-historical agrarian community that no longer exists is more than merely wistful.
Rather than lamenting the loss of that older world, I want to imagine its recreation.
For WFIU, I'm Yael Cassander.
You can listen to Morris Manning reading his poem, The Gone and the Going Away, on our website, wfiu.org/arts.